This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Louisiana's Department of Health and Hospitals held a public hearing Thursday, accepting comments on proposed regulations for licensing abortion clinics. The proposed rules include legislation passed last year, requiring doctors working in abortion clinics to have hospital admitting privileges. Ellie Schilling, a reproductive rights attorney from New Orleans, says these new regulations reach far beyond that.
They could have passed one regulation to implement that legislation. Instead, they are attempting to pass 23 pages of new regulations.
DHH spokeswoman Olivia Watkins gave us the department's official statement.
The rule changes were really intended to help ensure that Louisiana women and children that were doing our best to protect their health and safety.
Over 50 people showed up for the hearing. A dozen spoke. All the public comments were in opposition to the new rules.
These regulations do nothing to promote patient safety or well-being. They are instead a politically motivated and targeted attack on abortion providers.
The proposed rules say clinics can lose their license for myriad reasons, from a natural disaster to failing to get DHH permission for renovations. Allison Chapman, a medical student, says that's going too far.
What if I were to change my handicap access ramp?
Dr. Julie Finger says the reporting requirements of the new rules open patients and clinic employees up to potential violence by abortion opponents.
They place an onerous burden on clinics for documentation and reporting, but don't give the clinics any assurance of safeguarding provider or patient privacy.
A restraining order currently prohibits enforcement of the new admitting privileges law. A federal court hearing on that issue is set for March 30th. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.